Fashion Monday. Not your ordinary Monday. Hashtag MSW.
All right, as we head to the top of the hour, and if you didn't know, you'll know today. Means men of war. Marumo gallants, but man, oh man, you got to admit it though that they haven't quite pitched up for war this season. Despite playing enterprising football, Marumo gallants just haven't quite hit their note. It's as if there's just something that they're missing. I don't know what it is. Maybe you've got the answers. Now, after 20 games played, they've only got 2 wins. 9 wins. 9 draws. Eh? Losses. 9 draws. So gallants are at the root of the premiership log. 15 points is all they have, a situation that they'd want to get out of sooner than later. They made a couple of bold moves today with head coach Dan Smalisela, technical director Harris Chu stepping aside and coming in. I don't even know if he's nomadic now. Dylan Kerr joins me. Is he the man to come as the rescue man? I've been told he's a consultant. I don't know what that means. Dylan Kerr, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Marama Sports Worldwide.
Hello, Robert. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Congratulations on the appointment.
Yeah, it's been a crazy 24 hours. It's never nice when a coach gets fired. I found that out not so long ago. And obviously this game in South Africa, it's results driven. It's how football works in this country, and flew up this morning and met him. And, it's been an emotional 24 hours, but a good 24 hours. So people have sent me well wishes from all over the world, and I've had one bad message because I'm crazy.
Bad message? What does that mean?
Yeah. No, it just says I'm crazy. There's issues, there's problems, and he seems to know a lot more than I do. But 99 messages have been positive. Well, I would say a lot more than 99, but there's always that one person that's gonna try and throw a spanner into the works. But at the end of the day, I know what the risk is. I know what the job entails. I know where they are. I know where they've been, and I know what they can achieve, and that's the motivation for me to come here. The chairman, has done due diligence. He's been inundated with coaches, since they decided to part ways with Dan, and he asked me, and like I said, it was 24 hours, didn't hear a thing, and then all of a sudden I'm lying here in my flat, on my couch, talking to Robert Morawa on a sports show in Polokwane. Back home in Limpopo.
Back home. I know you love it in that part of the world. I know you as a coach, somebody who rolls up his sleeve and does the dirty work. So when I see that you're now in an advisory position as a consultant, that I have a picture in my mind that you're wearing a tie, a shirt, a jacket. What exactly does this position mean?
No, I'm the head coach. The only problem is my work visa again. That's the only issue I've got, the work visa. So if AmaZulu can get their head coach a visa within 4 days, I need to find out how that happened. So I've dropped a message to the general manager of AmaZulu. I've asked a question, and hopefully I will get a reply, because it took him 4 days to get a work permit.
Well, your first game, if I am correct, is going to be against the Kukune. It's a home game on the 4th of February. Do you think by that time you would have your visa? Would you be sitting on the bench as the head coach?
Knowing my luck, no. I need to speak to the general manager to find out how they managed, how it took me 5 weeks at Swallows to get a visa, when it took I've been here with four teams, and then it takes one coach 4 days, and he was at a team for five games, and he gets the visa after 5 days. So after 4 days. So I need to find out from AmaZulu if there could be willing to, you know, point in the right direction.
Because, I'm sure they'll be very helpful as well, though. But just because of time,
I get on very well with them.
Yeah, just because of time, let me press you on this. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Dan said to us that Mondays they usually take the day off. Are you at training tomorrow?
Yeah, we're at training tomorrow. They were supposed to come in tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for training, but I've brought them in for 10:30. There's been some moans and groans, but unfortunately, they've got to realise where they are at the moment. They're at the bottom of the league. They're propping up 15 other teams. We've got 4 days of preparation before we travel to Rustenburg to play the game against Fekakuni. So, you know, when they're at the top of the league, they can do whatever they want. They can have time off. They can go and spend time with the families. But when they're at the bottom of the league, they've got to be realistic and say, you know, we need to work. We need to, you know, really get our heads screwed down. You know, and one good thing about what I spoke to one of the players this afternoon, and I asked him, you know, are you good enough to stay up? And he said yes. Mm. So that was good enough for me. That was good enough for me.
Tell me though, Dylan. Finally, I know it's only yourselves and Sundowns that have hit the final straight or on 20 games played. So it's literally a home straight. You have played at least 2 more games more than all the other clubs, and you've got 15 points. It's easy. I say it's easy because of how the league is structured to get out of the hole that you're in. You've done this rescue mission before. Do you think you'll get a better idea when you got the entire team tomorrow in for training? And have you promised the management that you will save them from relegation?
I've not promised them anything. I can't make promises. You know, that's the biggest thing that's going to kill me, a promise. You know, what I have said is that I need to, you know, get working with these players and make sure they get the focus, the confidence and the morale back in the squad. Because when you're bottom of the league and you're losing games, the morale and the heads go down and everything. But what I've said to them is when I came here 18 months ago, they had 14 games left and they still needed 15 points. So that's where we were when I took over at TTM. We've got 10 games left and we still need 15 points. And it's doable. It's doable. You know, you win 3 games, you're right back in the top 11.
Absolutely.
You win 5 games, you're halfway, you're midday. You win 6 games, you've reached the threshold. But everybody from position 7 all the way down to 16 is still not safe.
Dylan Kerr. Let me hold it right there, my friend. Let me hold it right there. I've got to cut you off simply because of time. We've got to catch up in the week. We've got to be chatting to the chairman tomorrow of the club just to find out structurally and otherwise. We'll give you a couple of days to settle in and you'll be back on the show again. Thank you so much and congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you very much indeed. Dylan Kerr coming in. He says, what? An advisor? What? I'm a head coach. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.